It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Hey, hey, hey.
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 Max, I just want you to know that I want to do this podcast till death do us part.
What?
Till death.
Wow.
Okay.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Yes.
should we get cute little hats that say that? Maybe we can go to a place and hand paint them. Go to a little trailer. Yes. Hand paint our hats.
Please.
It'd be so cute.
Oh God. Mark in the chat says, you guys live makes me want to skip therapy. Go to therapy.
Please go. We all need it after watching these episodes.
Especially after watching these episodes. Jeremy, if you're out there listening, go to therapy, Satan. Good for Chelsea from last season on literally casting Satan.
Yeah,
she's part of
the thing. People are very optimistic about Chelsea being part of the casting department now because of all the good that she would bring and what a positive person she is. And I think she's done a great job.
And then she went right out and she cast Lucifer himself.
The narcissism is literally nauseating.
I didn't know nauseating was a good thing. But apparently it is because he's great casting. She's done a great job.
He's pure evil.
Yes.
He really is.
He does not give a fuck.
No. He does not. My God.
Yeah. I
mean, there's some arguments to be had. Him, Shake, who takes the crown for worst guy in the history of the show? I think it might be Jeremy.
Yes.
Shake didn't actually cheat.
Yeah, that's true.
And then rub it in her face afterwards.
Yeah, that was
key.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's a bad dirty dog move.
Yeah, he's really
Dog.
Get the fuck over here.
Dog.
He was just having some fun in the sun, Ben. You know, I like to have fun in the sun. I was like, when you see jet skis, if I see jet
love
ski, I gotta hop on it.
I love spiteful fun in the sun.
He at least could have gone on the jet ski a little slower, you know, maybe taking a leisurely ride. He really threw it in her face.
I don't know why they didn't just share a jet ski.
Yeah.
That would have really shoved it in her face.
Yeah. And then
like making out on the jet ski. So
yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Sarah Ann should have been riding facing him. So like backwards.
Yes.
I think we all would have appreciated that.
He'll twirl her too.
He did twirl her. I saw it. He twirled every woman there. He said every woman there was stacked.
He's a known twirler.
Yeah, all the guys here are twirling all the women around. And the night before, they were all with Jess at the bar. It was crazy
stuff. Must be a Carolina thing.
Yeah, it's a Carolina thing.
They twirl in there.
They twirl there. All the men are
trash. You're from Charlotte. Let us know. Is twirling a thing there?
Or Pikesville. You know, where these people are from.
Actually, we'd rather hear from the people of Pikesville than Charlotte.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're from Pikesville, please let us know.
So to all you people in Pikesville, welcome to another episode of Reality Alert. I'm Max Kaiser. This is Ben Overzet. We are the Big Rascals, and we're here to recap Love is Blind Season 6, Episode 11 today. I just got to say, where the fuck are the bachelorette and bachelor parties?
It's pissing me off. This is two seasons in a row now.
I mean, I thought that last season they didn't happen because they cut out Carter and Renee.
And the other couple, the other mystery one.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that mystery couple left after Mexico. Oh, so Carter and Renee, I thought, you know, we have to remove this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, the bachelor parties always cause so much drama. And if they don't cause drama there, they cause drama at the reunion.
Jessica alone in season one with her drunk baby talk is an all-time great scene.
I know.
One of the best scenes in the history of the show.
I just don't understand why you would remove. And it's also such a big part of weddings.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting the dress fitting and then you have the bachelor parties and it just feels empty and hollow without it. Like they're ruined.
And
they're...
also, it would be nice to have like a little wedding day drama of like, oh, this person did this thing at the bachelor party. I don't know if I should marry them now. Like, yeah, give us something like that.
The way Clay was talking about hanging his Hall of Fame jersey up with his friend and stuff like that, I was definitely getting the vibes of him being like, oh, if I have my bachelor party, this is my last day as I'm being single, and I want to see him being tempted by strippers. You know, don't you want to see Clay at a bachelor party, everybody, and see him being like, I'm afraid I'm going to cheat at this bachelor party? I do!
I mean, I think we all deserve to know if the thoughts end up taking over or not. Because we know he's having them. He's admitted to it.
Yeah, so put him in a strip club. Give him a lap dance.
Yes.
Then take him to a bar with a lot of hot singles. Put him in Lost and Found.
Bring him to a brothel.
Yes, and come on.
We'll see what happens.
Yes. Priscilla comments, no effing way Chelsea allows a bachelor party to happen. Jimmy does what he wants to do. Those frat brothers, do you know what happens? He's like, we're not going to have one, but then the frat bros come and they like kidnap him, you know, like that sort of thing. I just can't believe that these didn't happen. I bet they happened, but it was off camera because it wasn't during hours of filming, so we couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Also, then we get these
probably at Lost and Found is where they had the party.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
We get these bridal and tux fittings. We don't see like any of the tuxes. We don't get close-ups or anything. And then we get the dress fittings. Chelsea only see one dress. AD, we see two dresses. And then Amy, we only see one dress. We want to see multiple dresses. We want to see the nose so then we can see them say yes to the dress and it feels meaningful, right? Right, people? Eh. I do.
Eh.
I do.
Eh.
I do, Ben. It was just like there's no.
I'd rather have a bachelorette party than the dresses.
Well, I do too, but if we're not,
I would replace the dress section in a second.
I want to see some ugly dresses so I can criticize them. You know,
like black dresses. Like,
oh, that'd be cool. You know, I can't. Yeah. that'd be sick, dude. Like a really cool goth wedding.
Tell death to us part.
Something cool like that.
Nothing's ever gonna top Deep D's dress. So
that was beautiful.
We're never gonna top all the
dresses that season. We know that was my favorite dress.
Season two did have good ones.
Really good dresses. Nothing will ever compare.
Yep.
All right. Should we start talking about?
You just want to go straight to the dresses, don't you?
Please. No. There's so much to talk about. Let's get to the barbecue. Johnny is showing off his Tony Soprano look, honoring his Jersey heritage.
Yeah. Good for him.
Good for him.
He's grilling some Taylor ham on the grill. Is that
he's grilling some Taylor ham on the grill, eating some waffles, gabagool. Disco fries, just eating some gabagool. Yeah. Talking about what exit he lives off of. Jimmy,
looking at the ducks and the
look at the ducks crying when they leave, all this stuff. Jimmy brings up the topic of Matt to the conversation, and when it comes up, he looks like Clark Kent. AD's eyes light up.
Why did the producers not get Matt to come? They should have forced him contractually.
I know, contractually. And then why aren't Ken and Brittany at the party?
That's weird, too.
I know. Just say there's going to be dolphins. Just say there's dolphins in the lake. They'll come, you know?
Maybe Ken was on his way. But then got distracted and had to pull over and read texts on his phone.
Yeah, probably.
some in-school suspensions to dish out on his phone.
Yeah, it is weird that it's like, oh, once you break up, you don't have to show up anymore. And it's like, no, they should have to show up and make it awkward.
Yeah. I mean, they already did that with several other contestants. Why not these other ones, too?
I don't know. Make it awkward.
And they're saying, like, Sarah Ann and Jeremy were like, God, this is so awkward. And like, Laura's like, I can't believe she showed up. And it's like, they're making it sound like people don't want to be there. So it's like, well, what is it? Were they contractually obligated to be there? Or do they actually want to be there, but they're just saying they didn't want to be there?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I definitely think Sarah Ann was told she had to be there. And I definitely think she probably wanted to be there because you're getting more camera time. But I definitely think the producers were like, okay, there's a party today. We want you to come for the shoot and we want you to come at this specific time. Yeah. Like she had a scheduled time slot, you know?
Yeah.
Because like she didn't come at the beginning of the party because they wanted Laura and Jeremy to have a conversation first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
Matt not being there is a total oversight on production. Like they should they had to have forced him. They should have.
He was flying around the world at the speed of sound looking for Amber, okay?
He was probably too busy signing autographs because all of America's been behind him this whole time.
he was lifting cars and stuff and throwing them and protecting the world, you know? And that lake house was built on a foundation of kryptonite, so he couldn't come close to it.
Right.
Yes. Sarah Ann and our favorite pod girly Alejandra shows up. Don't we love Alejandra? She made a big impact. I know a lot about her. Remembered her. Chelsea and Trevor talk. He apologizes for the lack of his mullet. Good. Very good.
It's the right thing to do. Didn't apologize for having a girlfriend though.
Yeah, he did.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of the stuff that we talk about on the Patreon, guys. It's not just Trevor who has a girlfriend. There were two other people on the cast who probably most likely went into this season with significant others. And we have tea like that we discuss. We get the insider information, and you can check it out at patreon.com/realityalert. We talked about this over the weekend. You get a bonus episode every week of the podcast when you subscribe for just $5 a month, patreon.com/realityalert. Yeah, he didn't apologize for having a girlfriend going to the pods.
JTina in the comment section says it would have been great if Trevor brought his girlfriend with him to the barbecue. And then she sat with him when he was having his conversation with Chelsea.
Yes. Chelsea says something very similar to what Jimmy said last episode. Jimmy says to Jess, you were my number one. And Chelsea says, you were my number one up until the last day. So they really both say the same thing. And they both seem to vibe with the people that they were talking to. So Jimmy seemed to vibe with Jess. And Chelsea seems to vibe with Trevor. Maybe they should have chosen these people. Although Trevor had a girlfriend. So I think Chelsea overall probably made the right decision.
Right. Well, and Jessica had a daughter. So, you know, Jimmy definitely made the right decision.
I think he did. I don't think him and Chelsea are competitive. But, you know, I think it's a little rash to jump into a 4-week relationship that ends in a marriage and then have a stepdaughter at the end of it. I think it's very quick.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It's. I think
you got to bring your EpiPen for something like that.
I think it's very quick. Trevor is still wearing his bracelet, apparently, and Chelsea claims that she has hers.
Ooh.
This guy is so sleazy. Would you have said yes? He's a real actor.
I like how she like brings up that they've had some fights and he's like, I would never yell at you. I would never do. See, that's just something I would never do. I would just simply calmly remove myself from the situation and go back to my girlfriend's house. That's all I would do.
I would calmly threaten you if you ever post about this on Instagram.
I would block you.
Jimmy doesn't like that Chelsea says that Amy and Johnny are the strongest couple because he can definitely bench more than Johnny.
Yeah, but you know, abstinence takes a lot of strength.
I know.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Babe!
You know.
Yeah, he really doesn't like being called. I mean, I kind of get this. It's like, why are you saying they're a better couple than us, even though they obviously are? She's
awkward as fuck in public. She doesn't.
She's so awkward. Babe, but they are. They're way better than us. We suck. We shouldn't get married. But I trust you, and I want to marry you.
She really is, actually. She's a very funny character.
No, they are definitely the most entertaining couple by far. They're great. Great casting.
I'm actually like, I'm really more and more every episode I'm liking them more and more.
I know. I love her. She has no filter. She's perfect for reality TV.
None.
He's like, no cameras. She's like, it has to be on camera because this is life.
But she's so like bubbly too at the same time.
Yes.
It's like, it's such a weird mix of energies.
Very awkward. Laura and Jeremy. Wow. What a great guy. He says he's upset.
I thought Laura handled this very well.
Yes, she did. But what about him? He says he's upset because he wanted to try to make things work and sent her flowers. And she just keeps sending him weird responses. He also saying he came into this all with the best of intentions.
Wow. What a great guy.
Yes. Laura calls him a con artist and says he doesn't have the emotional maturity to get married.
Wow.
That's not nice. And he says he owns what he did. Did he ever own what he did? Because I'm pretty sure he's still saying that he didn't cheat on her. And I'm pretty sure that him and Sarah Ann hooked up.
They absolutely
hooked
like,
up.
Like, without a doubt.
Yeah. There was at least kissing and probably sex occurred.
No, they had
things simple, that Johnny doesn't
they had
even...
a simple handshake at the end. It was all professional. They were both wearing business attire. Okay. She grabbed her briefcase and she went inside her home.
I bet they did things that Johnny doesn't even know exist, you know? I like when Laura's like, okay, I'll come pick up the rest of my stuff. And then Jeremy goes, okay, I already packed it up.
Yeah.
But he went into this being like, let's resolve things. And he's like, but I've already ended the relationship, packed up all your stuff.
He's full of shit.
Come get it. He's such a con artist.
He really is.
He's such a piece of shit.
I feel so bad for Laura this episode. Oh, God.
I know.
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible. It is.
He's just a shithead.
The narcissism is literally nauseating. Go kick rocks with open-toed fucking shoes.
Yeah.
Did you notice too, like a little later, when like he's Jeremy like threw the ball or the frisbee or something up on the deck and it like almost hit Laura or something. Yeah. And Laura made a comment. I can't remember what the comment was exactly, but then Trevor goes, boy, Laura's kind of mean, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, Trevor, do you need to be filled in on what's going on?
It's like, Trevor, you're pretty mean too, because you're duplicitous. Yeah, and also, why does Jeremy need to hold on to that foam football like the whole time he's there? Like he's a dog with his favorite toy. In every scene, he's holding on to that foam football. It's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
He's Linus. You know, we're going through the Peanuts gang. He is Linus. He's very sensitive. Let's get to the AD and Sarah Ann. It's not an interrogation, though, okay? She's not interrogating her. That's just how Sarah Ann feels about it.
Yeah.
It was an interrogation. She was interrogating her.
And she did a great job.
She did a great job.
I was loving this from AD.
Okay, I have a hot take, Ben.
Oh,
ready, guys?
Do we have a theme music for this?
I was thinking about that. We should do a hot take. I'm not that, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not that mad at Sarah Ann about the whole thing. I thought she explained it decently well. I think even Laura said it, and I think that Jeremy is way more in the wrong. Two things
can be true at the same time, though. You know, Jeremy is definitely more in the wrong, and most of the annoyance should go his way. But I like that Sarah Ann's getting called out for, you know, very blatantly going after someone else who's engaged.
But then I heard Sarah Ann's perspective, and I was like, well, you know, it's Love is Blind. And she felt like she didn't get off her chest what she wanted to say. And she sent the message before they got back. And she just said the way that she felt about the whole thing. If we're just talking about the mess.
Implications, too. I mean, there were implications in there.
I mean, there were.
Like, hey, if you're still feeling like, you know, you want to meet up at Lost and Found and then go back to my place. I mean, come on. I mean,
she
takes
did.
takes two to tango.
She did, but you yeah. but you know, I think that sometimes you have to go after your heart and your feelings, and you know, how serious.
Sure. No, do it. Do it if you're okay with the flack that you're gonna get. But like, she should know that she's gonna get flack from the other.
She is gonna get flack. But I'm thinking if it was someone you know, and they're like, I was like if you knew one of your friends and they were like, I didn't say what I wanted to say, and I really have feelings for this person. And I'm like, would I just say let it go? Or would I say send that message?
I mean, for your own sense of self confidence and self love, I would say, yeah, let it go. He didn't choose you. He's clearly a
soldier. Yeah, that's also part of it. I'm torn on it. He didn't choose you. That's true. But then everyone's like, Zach and Bliss, you know, if Zach and Bliss, they're happy, they worked out. People can make wrong decisions in the heat of the moment on a reality show. They seem happy. They're having a baby.
Oh,
I know.
Their happiness is my nightmare. So.
I know, but they seem very happy with each other. People can make mistakes.
I don't know. I think he should have been with Irina. I really do.
And you know, and Jeremy
and Irina were perfect for each other.
Exactly. I mean, I don't really see Jeremy with anyone because he's so unlikable. But Jeremy and Laura really seemed like a terrible match. Maybe Jeremy and Sarah Ann is a better match. I don't know. I always
maybe just, he's more of a patriot than he thought he was.
Maybe he is. I don't know. I just sometimes think it's so bad to leave your feelings off the table. I think look, when you
outside of the context of this fairy tale, that as Amy would put it, of the Love is Blind world, we would say, yeah, whatever. They're three weeks together. It's not even a real relationship, right?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Within the context of Love is Blind, though, it's different, right?
Well, exactly. It's different because, like, they're engaged. I'm putting in quotes because they're crazy enough to get married. So they are engaged.
All of these people are crazy.
But I'm like, they only knew each other for, like, 10 days. And, like, it's such a rushed process. So I couldn't imagine, like, and then you're thrown into having to make such a quick decision. And she felt like she messed up in that, like, kind of like shocking discussion where I think she thought she was going to be picked. Yeah. So then she sent that message. I don't know. It just didn't
seem. I still think she's lame. She's lame.
Well, I don't like her.
No, I know. But I mean, even like, I don't think AD was, I thought it was fun watching AD grill her.
I did like AD grilling her. I did wonder if there was any, well, I wonder why AD wasn't grilling Jeremy, too. And I also wondered...
He might have. We don't know.
There might have. I think we would have seen that, too. And I also wondered if there was any projection because Clay talked about cheating. Because Clay talks about cheating.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Yes. Well, I think every woman who goes on Love is Blind and every man should probably have insecurities going into it about if their partner's going to cheat or not based on if they've seen the previous seasons, you know?
Yes.
I mean, that should be a natural thing going in. Like,
yes,
these people are all kind of messed up. So
they are very messed up. I guess just because it was like a 10-day relationship that I was and like these things do now fall apart. Like we see like what, like a 50% chance of making it to the altar. The initial message didn't bother me. Now the disrespectfulness towards Laura, yeah, I guess that's pretty bad. I don't know. I didn't think this was like the scandal of the century from Sarah Ann's side. I think that it's the I agree with Laura.
It's definitely all on. I mean, Jeremy's the one who should have been, if he was gonna talk it out with Sarah Ann, he should have told Laura. He should have like been texting her and saying, oh shit, Sarah Ann is here and she wants to talk with me, you know. But he was so fucking shady about it the whole way.
Yeah, and Sarah Ann said that he was told that Jeremy was ending it with Laura too. So
yeah.
If we can believe that. Also, Laura was cool with Jess going after Jimmy basically in that conversation from a previous episode and laughing about it. So it's kind of like everyone's everyone has different perspectives.
That's true. Things. That's a good point. Jessica and her were both joking about that specifically. AD never was, though.
No, I know. I'm not just talking about like AD. I'm talking about like the general situation. And I get why Laura's friends would be so protective of her. You know, it's different when it's your friend. But I'm just saying, like, when it comes to situations like this, and it's the person who isn't being the cheater, and you're going after, like, your feelings, and you're not friends with the other person.
But then you see
Sarah. I'm not saying I've been in this situation. I'm just saying,
you know. Then you see Sarah Ann's true character immediately after that talk. She goes out onto the jet skis.
What does she have to win? Everyone hates her anyway. Well, she should ride the jet ski. She doesn't have anything to gain.
It's really incredibly messed up and disrespectful.
What does she have to gain?
I don't know. Everyone hates
her. No one's going to like her ever again. Ride the jet ski.
That's kind of mean.
Ride the jet ski.
Laura's there. She just
kind of. No, I know. It's terrible.
It's really mean. It's messed
up. But free jet ski rides? Think about it. Clay brought those
jet skis. That's true.
Clay brought those jet skis personally for people to ride, and nobody took him off on it. I think that was rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else provides jet skis in the area?
Yeah. Do you think Clay was running to his trunk to get out some gas cans?
Yeah, he was running it.
Did that need to refuel?
They have holes in them and they're like leaking and he's trying to.
He's handing out business cards.
The gas is gone. He's siphoning gas from cars and stuff. All I'm saying is I'm Team Sarah Ann. I think she's a goddess. Clearly. Love her. No. The jet ski thing was bad. But overall, I was like, you know, these relationships are so short. Jeremy and Laura didn't make any sense anyway. Basically,
Max Geyser, full supporter of Patriot Sarah Ann.
And homewrecker.
This is his hot take today.
He
decided to back the Patriots.
Where was I on January 6th? Ever think about that?
Great question.
Good thing no one was tracking me.
Laura was. Yeah. You were at Sarah Ann's house.
I do like, though, when AD goes, if you think I'm interrogating you, that's on you. And it's like, yo, this is like a full grill down. You're going at her. I love it, though.
I loved it.
She was going at her.
More stuff like that, please.
Oh, Ava comments, Max and Sarah Ann rode in on jet skis.
Yeah, exactly. In the Potomac.
Yeah, on the Potomac River, we came down.
Cold day to do that, but hey, to each his own.
You and AD are Team Laura. Me and Sarah Ann are Sarah Ann.
I'm just happy to be involved with AD in any way.
Yes. So Jeremy and Sarah Ann go to talk, and Laura, she says actually something that I really don't like.
Go fucking talk some more.
She says, I find that very triggering, very offensive, just as bad as Sarah Ann has ever said. She knew what she was doing. Laura's smart.
Laura, you say that word on this show, it has implications. It has repercussions.
Yeah. Sarah Ann never said the C word on the show.
Zenob could be watching.
Exactly. She probably is. If she's not doing a wedding dress photo shoot.
Really fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I felt like I needed an EpiPen when she said that.
Yeah. You felt choked.
Yeah. And I bought a bunch of EpiPens because, you know, Jessica is in these episodes.
Oh, is that why you said you're broke now?
Yeah.
You bought all those EpiPens?
Well, I did that and I bought
a bunch of
I bought a bunch of like Sarah Ann merch and stuff like that.
You said my savings, it's gone. It's just completely gone. I bought a box of EpiPens. I said, why didn't you just go to Canada? And you said, I wasn't.
I'm a patriot. I'm going to go to fucking Canada.
It was an impulse buy.
Jeremy and Sarah Ann, she's like, I didn't do anything wrong. First, he's like, of course you didn't, because you're with me now, babe. You're with the best of the best. The best of the best, babe. A1. Perfect guy. Yeah. Jeremy says he deserves grace and it's time to move on and everyone should see it. Does Jeremy deserve grace?
Let's see. Does the devil deserve grace? Oof.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a big no. Yeah. Laura says she's never going to see or talk to Jeremy again. I'm going to have to go with a no on that, too. I hope you come to the reunion. You probably did. It's been filmed. We'll see you in a couple weeks. You're going to see him. You're going to talk to him. It's going to be fun.
Oh, do you think Jeremy is going to go? I feel like he's going to be a fucking little...
It's going to be great. I hope he pulls a shake.
I don't think he's going to come.
You don't think he's going to come to the reunion?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think he loves the attention. I think he's been loving
this. I hope you're right. I can see it. But I could also see him just being spiteful and being like, no, I'm not going.
I know.
Just to be spiteful, you know?
He's into it. He's into the whole thing. He has a big personality. He's into it.
Yeah. He's got to sell his vitamins.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah, vitamins.
His supplements. I don't know what he's doing now. Some con. Something not trustworthy.
Something out of an Airbnb.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Erica comments on Instagram. She says, what's Grace's last name?
Well done.
Yes, he does not deserve Erica. Grace either. Chelsea and Jimmy, they make a really shitty ice sculpture. I think they should have just let someone make it for them. It looks very jagged.
I assumed that the guy was gonna go rough, you know, take away the rough around the edges.
No, I don't think so. It's gonna be
it would have been funny if once they finished it, it was like it looked exactly like Jessica. Right? Jimmy's like, I didn't know. Just producers. The producers.
Yeah. Kim also says, I thought they wanted a letter P for his last name. Yeah, I thought too, and then it was just like two rings interlocked. I was very confused about the whole ice sculpture.
That's probably thing. Like a, they probably just like have those in stock ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's what all couples get is the rings or something. I don't know.
I thought you get a swan. Ice sculptures, I always think swan. I want a swan, not rings. Come on. That sounds cool.
A swan would be cool.
Yeah. Swan would be beautiful sick. Swan or just a duck. I like ducks a lot, you know? Beautiful.
A swan with like old fashioned coming out of its mouth.
Yes.
And then like at the swan's feet, you have like cheese curds and corn dogs.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, it was incredibly ugly. I love how all these dates are just like arts and crafts now. Like we're making our rings, we're painting our shoes. This is my thing of nightmares because I'm terrible at this shit.
I was thinking about that with the sneaker art. I was like, cool concept, but I would be so bad at this.
It would look like a 4-year-old did it. If I did it, I have terrible handwriting, terrible at painting. I would paint all over it. It would look like a 4-year-old do it. I would do too much.
Yep.
If I did the ice sculpture, I would chop off my arm. I would probably break the ice sculpture. It would be terrible.
Yep.
Nothing would be good about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could never go to those wine, you know, the wine and paint things.
Oh, I'm so bad.
I can't do it.
It's awful. I hate them.
I'm so bad at it. They're like, it's just paint by number. It's like, no, it's not how I do it.
Not when you can't paint in between the lines.
Yeah.
AD and Clay paint the shoes. Kim says we better see those hot mess shoes. I want to see them. I hope they're bad. It'd be funny.
They're gonna be at the wedding. I'm sure
the paint like melts. It runs everywhere. Amy and Johnny, the beginning of this conversation was cracking me up.
We really haven't had the conversation around like birth control or anything else like that.
We've like touched subtly on it.
Yeah, they haven't talked about this at all. We haven't heard a million conversations. Yeah,
they've only touched subtly on it.
Only subtly. We haven't had, like, this hasn't been, like, our whole story arc.
Entire storyline.
We have so hours boring. Of footage.
I think they really thought that there was going to be all the other lovey-dovey stuff in there, but they underestimated how boring the producers thought they were.
Yeah.
And ended up pretty much only going with the... with the birth control storyline.
He said one line in here about how, like, about vasectomies, and he was like, yeah, I really didn't know about it. You know, maybe they talked about this in normal sex ed. And I was like, okay, so maybe he was homeschooled or something, which explains a lot, because he wasn't even comfortable. Look, I know we joke about sex and stuff on the show and laugh like immature children, but, like, you know, I'm comfortable saying ejaculation. Like, he couldn't even say ejaculate without being like, oh, can I say it on Netflix? Ejaculate when talking about a vasectomy? You know, I'm like, what is his upbringing? You know?
Yeah.
It explains a lot, because the...
I'm sensing some private school. I'm sensing a little bit of private school.
Something. I don't know.
Could have been homeschooled, but I'm sensing private school.
But some kind of, like, specific private school, because even in a lot of, like, Catholic schools, they still teach basic sex education now. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I still think it's so silly that, like, somehow everything has gotten pushed onto Amy for, like, the birth control thing. And everyone's saying, like, oh, it's so ridiculous. You know, the vasectomy thing is so ridiculous. She needs to go on birth control. It's like, yeah, but condoms are like 99% effective. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I know. There's
other forms of birth control that doesn't, like, birth control can really fuck up women's bodies. Certain women, you know, it can, like, really mess with your system.
They've posted that they just didn't feel safe enough with condoms because of the inherent risk. They looked into it. They thought about it. They just personally felt that that using a condom without another form of backup birth control was not safe enough.
I don't know. It seems like some misinformation being spread on now.
Yeah, I just.
I hope there's young Johnnies out there that aren't watching the show.
Jay Tina says, have they never had sex before?
It doesn't seem
that's
like
what it.
It
feels like.
And I don't think they have.
They were talking about how they were 27. I was like, I thought they were like maybe like 21 maximum.
Yeah.
Just so confused about this whole thing. I'm like,
it's very strange.
Or does he have a lot of secret children that he has and now he's regretting it, so he doesn't want to do it again? Every other girl was on birth control, it seems sus. JG says, yeah, I don't know. How is he 27 and this confused? That's another thing. Whenever I was like, he's 27 and he's this confused? What is happening?
That's a little weird. Very odd. I'm just going to say it. He doesn't like condoms. He doesn't like the way condoms feel. That's what I think.
I think that would make the most sense.
Yep. Just my theory.
Yeah. Nick Lachey invites everybody in to the fittings.
Hey, come on over, join me.
Come on over, join me. It's me, Nick Lachey.
Hey,
Nick Lachey, 98 degrees. Come on over here.
Hey, come on over, join me.
He's a comedian now. He's doing impressions.
We're going to get you suits. We'll get you gabagool. Hey. You like the pinstripes, huh?
This is my North Carolina accent. It's me, Nick Lachey. The pods are now open. Ow!
It's cool. I like his rebrand.
It's cool. I like it.
Casino rebrand.
Yeah. Why weren't Laura, Jeremy, or Sarah Ann here for the fittings?
I don't know. Although I did see, I don't know if you noticed, Renee from last season. She was in the background of all these shots.
Yeah, and she was wearing white, which I thought was really rude.
Yeah, she was. It looked like she was wearing a wedding dress in the background.
So rude.
Very strange.
Just like last season.
I think she might have tried for it again. Ended up with another Patriot.
Well, she better keep her mouth shut or she'll get sued again by Netflix. Where were Ken and Brittany?
Yes, I know.
They should just make everybody go to the altar like they used to. You know, no backing out.
I know.
You know, we do hear from Clay.
Been a wild ride, yeah. But I've been riding.
He's been riding jet skis.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, not spending a lot of time with AD, but he's been on the water. And he's ready to hang up that Hall of Fame jersey with his friend who was there when he first started getting girls, you know? So very cool story.
Very cool to have your wingman there with you.
Very sick.
And Jimmy had all of his frat bros.
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude.
They have special cards in their wallet with their body count on it. It's very cool stuff.
Good group of guys.
Yes, very good
group of buddies.
Very sick. Vanessa says at the end of this, will you say I do or will you walk away forever? Because no one on this show has ever dated after saying no at the altar, right?
Right.
No. Yeah, one. Natalie and Shane didn't date after the show or anything. You walk away forever and you never talk to them again.
It's the ultimatum.
You yes.
Marry or move on.
Marry or move on, buddy.
Yep.
Chelsea says this is it for her. Second time's the charm.
The future Mrs. Presnell. Hello, baby. Let's go.
I don't think that's as good as you think it sounds. Like to us, you know, that sounds bad.
Chelsea sounding bad or awkward in any way? What are you talking about? There's no way, Max.
Yeah, future Mrs. Presnell sounds like a nightmare to me. So her dress, I thought, you know, we didn't get a lot of close-ups, but I thought she looked very good in it, very nice, good fit. I thought it was a very solid dress. She looks nice. It's not my favorite, but there was no overdone nude illusion or puffy sleeves. I thought it was solid. I thought it was good. I don't have anything great to say about it, but I don't have anything negative to say about it. I think it looked very good on her, solid dress. Wish I had seen a few more options, but hey, I can't hate. Ben, thoughts?
I thought it was nice.
Wow, yeah. Hot take. Whoa.
She looked pretty.
Wow, I feel I'm going to have to edit this out. Wow.
You asked.
Wow.
Now you got to deal with it.
Oh, my God. AD, dress number one. I thought she looked good. I didn't really like the nude illusion across the chest. Maybe they would have fit it better. I don't really know how wedding dress fittings work. You know, she cries a lot in her fitting. Do you think she's crying because she's excited about the wedding or because she realizes that she's potentially making a huge mistake?
Definitely the wedding.
Oh, okay. You don't think she realizes she's making a huge mistake?
No, she's thinking about the skis in her mind.
Isn't it just so obvious that Clay would be a big mistake?
I can see the charm in Clay. I can.
Yes.
I see her attraction to him. I totally do. You know what I mean? Like, he is very honest sometimes in an alarming way. He's definitely like not ready to be married.
Yes.
That's for sure. And I think deep down she knows that. But he is charming.
She just wants to be married. She's so into this wedding and like everything. She's super into it.
He is charming. You have to give him that. He's a charming guy.
He's like charming, but then I feel like he doesn't actually have a personality.
His calendar is his personality.
He like doesn't have like that much of a personality. He kind of just like talks in long, rambly sentences. Like he's like a salesman. He's like convincing, but then I'm like, does he make me laugh? Does he make me feel anything? I'm just kind of like, okay.
He does talk about his business a lot.
Yeah.
But both of them are very like vision board focused type people.
Very sick.
So in cool. that way they might be good
for just like us. We're big vision boarders. We have big Pinterest, all that people. Stuff, big manifestors.
Yes.
All that.
You have a Yankees championship right at the center of your
yes.
Meaning you want to play for the Yankees.
Yes, it's gonna happen. I'm manifesting it.
It is. Mine is I'm gonna be an astronaut.
Yeah, if you believe it can happen. You don't even have to try.
I really feel like I could.
We'll just fall into it.
I know nothing about engineering, nothing about science.
You don't need to. You don't need to do anything. You just need to manifest
it. I have the vision.
Yes.
And the vision is me on the moon playing basketball with another astronaut.
If you vision it, it will come. So keep visioning.
Thank God.
Dress number two. Love it. Love the leg. Love the cut. She looks incredible.
It's very AD?
Her, yes, her for
second,
AD.
Her second dress.
Yes, I love the second dress. I love the cut. I love the style. It's very her. It's character. It is flair. I hate the
Tell Death to Us part
on the veil. So corny, so tacky, takes away from
you hated it until she said it out loud. And then
that kind of tears you. Yeah. It's so cheesy that Till Death Do Us Part. Like, Jesus Christ, take it off.
She should have had like little blood drips coming from the letters.
Yeah. Right? Like, the dress is like so her, it's like a little different, and it's flair. She looks amazing in it. And then you have the Till Death Do Us Part, and it's like, why do you have such a cool different dress? And you have this like tacky fucking like live, laugh, love shit on
your
veil.
You know what would be cool, like on a veil, is if like at the bottom they had like, you know, like those shoes that like light up every time you walk. Like, if they had to light up things for the veil,
that would be so cool. And if you had like Heelys on with like flames, stuff like that, that would be really cool.
I think that'd be sick, dude.
That would be cool. And if you had glow sticks in your hands and you were raving, there could be a lot of cool stuff you could do. Wow. Oh, this is a good question. Erica says on Instagram, do you think Sarah Ann wore all white to the lake party to show that she is the true bride? Definitely.
Yeah.
Because it was...
I'm going to guess she goes to lots of events wearing all white. Yeah.
Because this was after Labor Day and before Memorial Day, so you're not supposed to wear white unless it's a wedding and you're the true bride. So that's definitely what she was doing, because this was filmed March 2023.
You're right.
So scientifically, that has to be why.
Yes. I could see that. Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
you convinced me.
Julie makes a very good point. The veil is tacky to match the paint by number shoes. We are all just on point here. We are so savage.
Aren't you going to ask my opinion of AD's dress?
Can I just get one more comment? AD's veil, Ava says, should say till she do us part. Okay, Ben, what do you think about her dress?
It was very pretty.
Oh my God, Ben, that is over the line.
What?
You crossed it.
That but I thought so she looked nice.
Oh my, Ben, when did they edit this out?
Oh no.
Such a hot take.
Come on.
Oh my God.
I think they're all looking so beautiful.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wow. Amy. It was fine. I don't love the leafy pattern. But
she was going for the princess look.
Yeah, I hate the...
she's marrying the apps to Prince.
That was good. I don't love the leafy pattern. The pattern, the body of the dress is good. I don't like the pattern on it, the lace. And the princess crown headband thing is not the look. It reminds me of, if you're watching Traitors right now, Parvati's headbands, which I think are not a good look.
A lot of people like that look.
Well, I think Parvati's head is too small for those headbands. Mm-hmm. And I think that, Amy, it's just not doing it for me. You're a little too old to be.
I think she should have had like really long hair, like the Rapunzel story. And then she should have had like, she should have had like a little wand in her hand too, just to really bring together the whole princess thing.
Yeah, she should have had like little birds flying around her too.
Yeah,
like
little birds
and like squirrels and stuff.
Yes.
And then that would have been
seven blue collar workers behind her with pickaxes.
That would have been better than the princess headband.
And if the wand lights up, bonus points for that. That would be cool. Are you gonna ask what I thought of her dress?
What do you think about her dress?
I thought it was nice. She looked very pretty. Yeah.
Ben, there's children watching.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm just a bad boy and I say what I feel and I say what I mean. And I mean what I say.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? Wow. And you can be a bad boy too by leaving us a voicemail at 1-804-BAD-BOYS. That's 1-804-BAD-BOYS. That's 1-804-223-2697. Let us know what you think. Let us know your hot takes. JTina says Ben is describing a wedding at a Disney on Ice show.
Yeah. She knew what I was going for.
Oh my God. Could you imagine getting married at a Disney on Ice show? That's the dream. That's the dream.
Do you ever, when you lived in Brooklyn, did you ever walk past the Barclays Center and like be tempted when they were having those Disney on Ice shows to buy one of those wands?
Yeah. Have you
ever sold those wands all over the place?
Did you ever go to one when you were a kid at Disney on Ice show?
I think I went to a Toy Story on Ice when I was
Yeah, that's Disney on Ice. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I think it was like all Toy Story.
I think that's close enough.
Yeah.
That's all I did. Specific shows. Yeah, they're sick, dude.
They are fun.
I like a Lion King sippy cup and stuff. So cool. It's all about the toys that you get. It's not
cotton candy everywhere.
Yeah.
I was never a big cotton candy guy.
No.
Not even as a kid. Wasn't into it.
I'm obsessed. I have my own cotton candy maker.
Really? I bet.
Oh, dude, I have it right next to me. Just
that's awesome.
I'm making cotton candy fresh every day. Kim took her kids 2 weeks ago. I'm sure.
Whoa, did you get them the wands?
How was the wedding that happened during intermission? Chelsea and Jimmy, speaking of kids stuff, they go to Carowinds Amusement Park. They get the whole park to themselves. I get so jealous when I see people get to do this on shows. I'm like,
I know
that would be so lit, getting to have a whole amusement park to yourselves.
Dude, but it was like, this was art, this whole scene, because it was like, it's a metaphor, dude, for like relationships and like how it has its ups and downs.
Oh, and it's twists and turns, and it's loops
and it's twists and turns, and you never know what you're gonna get. And sometimes it's scary, and sometimes it's fun. You know,
and it's big teddy bears, and it's water guns you shoot at targets.
Yep,
and stuff like that. Chelsea says in confessional, they're at the highest point of their relationship, and they are going to get married, and that's it. And then they go on the Fury 365, and this is the happiest and most passionate I have ever seen Jimmy.
Yes. In
all the episodes. I didn't know he could get so happy.
This is his happy place. It really is. This is where he's going to go. This is where he's going to take a step back. Every time he fights with Chelsea, he's going to go straight to this amusement park.
They play carnival games, have fun, and then they have a romantic dinner with charcuterie, and they drink some
Love is Wine.
Love is Wine.
Love is Wine is there. Oh my god. I thought Jessica was gonna pop out.
Why won't Love is Wine sponsor our podcast?
I don't know. I really gave it a great review. I didn't think it was one of the worst wines I've had ever. It was really good.
Sounds like a great review.
It was really delicious. Jimmy, you know, I thought things were vibing between them, but Jimmy says that he's put his best foot forward and wants to know, are they getting married? He says he doesn't know where her head is at, says we haven't talked about it, and Chelsea goes, we haven't, and we get a cliffhanger.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. I wasn't really expecting the shoe to be on the other foot, sort of, here. I was expecting Chelsea to be an automatic yes.
Yes.
But that seems to not necessarily be the case. I don't know.
No.
And or they're just messing with us.
I don't know. It could be either way. But we don't do predictions on this podcast, Ben.
No.
To hear our predictions about what couples we think are going to get married, we will see you over at patreon.com/realityalert to hear our predictions about what's going to happen on the finale, to hear gossip and fun social media stuff from the Love is Blind universe. And also we play games. We give out awards. We have a good old time. My girlfriend.
We live, Maria, we laugh, and we love.
We love. We till death do us part. My girlfriend Maria joins us. We have a great time over at patreon.com/realityalert. You get access to old shows. We get our Love is Blind season 1 recaps, Love is Blind Brazil. There's over 75 episodes of content there. And then from now on, you get a new episode, a bonus episode each week, even after the season's over. New episodes every single week. from the Love is Blind universe or whatever show we're covering. It's really fun. Just $5 a month. Check us out. And Ben, we also have some voicemails that came in Woo! That are pertinent to what we've been listening to.
Oh, let's listen to those voicemails.
Here we go.
Okay. I had to pause the episode 7 recap podcast to make this call. Who on earth feels like they need to watch somebody poop before they will marry them? I just, in my wildest imagination, been married twice, never thought of it either time. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I need to do a little more investigative poop exploration prior to marriage. I'll keep that in mind for the third go round, should there be one. Although at this point, I'm thinking about keeping the second one because nothing could make you want to be single less than watching 6 seasons of Love is Blind. Okay. Love it, guys. Glad you're back. Bye.
What was the first part she said?
Sorry, it was a little soft.
She was a little low, yeah, on the first part. But
uh-oh. Yeah. She wants to know about poop exploration in marriage. She listened to the poop stuff from the caller called in who had stayed at the resort. She had to pause the episode and call us.
Right. And we had a discussion about, she specifically, our caller was saying that, you have to be, you're going to get to hear all these sounds and noises before you get
if you
there.
Stay at that resort, and then said you should at least hear or watch your lover defecate before you get married.
Right. So my marriage is probably null and void because I haven't.
And it's why I haven't been married yet.
Right. So I'm still waiting to have that talk.
Yes. I don't even know if we're the right people to be talking about this.
Probably not. We're very inexperienced in this. Yeah.
Yes. And watching Love is Blind is definitely a warning that we should all avoid relationships at all costs.
Yes.
I do agree with that.
We're like Johnny, but with like the poop aspect.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why this wasn't talked about in sex ed. I think that's really fucked up. Hopefully in future classes, they'll play this voicemail.
Whoa. Hold on. This is an interesting comment. Ava says, personally, it's why I've been married 4 times. Do tell.
I think the shitting didn't work out for her.
I didn't like the way they shit. Not a single one of them. It was weird.
Yes. We have another voicemail. Here we go.
Hi, this is Lainey. Sorry, I didn't say my name the last time I called in, but I'm the one who stayed at the resort. And I kind of have a hot take, but my opinion when I was watching episode 10 during Jimmy and Chelsea's fight is that Jimmy could be totally gaslighting her, because as viewers, I guess we could be thinking that he's telling the truth and she's just fishing, but we didn't have cameras there. We don't know what actually happened. We don't know how it's being edited or produced. And if he's already asking to not have the information about him having sex with his friend aired or discussed in front of the cameras, there could be other things that he's not wanting discussed in front of the cameras, and he could be like massively self-producing himself. And so when my initial reaction was that he was gaslighting her and basically blaming her for the breakup and being like, if you don't want this, then I'm walking away. And it's like, so no matter what, it's her fault. So I actually took it that he was just totally gaslighting her, and maybe that's because I just inherently don't trust men. Sorry, guys, but like, especially guys on Mother's Blind right now, horrible. So just wanted to share that hot take and that perspective, but I still think he's a total asshole, and I'm not saying that she's right necessarily, but there could be a lot of stuff that's happening behind the scenes, and it only looks like fishing because we aren't privy to that behind the scenes information. All right. Looking forward to the next episode. Thanks, guys.
These are good points. This is, I'm glad we have voicemails so that we can have like other perspectives on this. Cause we did go hard on the fishing thing. And it was funny, to be fair.
Yeah. But
she brings up a really good point about like, we really don't know. It could be a similar situation to what Laura was going through with Jeremy. We don't know. She's not tracking Jimmy's location, I don't think. But it is still speculation.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably self-producing a bit and probably being a bit manipulative, but it is hard to tell. And I agree. I don't think
just so much. It's
I mean, I don't think men trust men. So I agree with that. All men are trash, you know? I don't trust most men. You know?
They can't agreed.
Trust, can't trust them.
Yeah.
That's why men are so protective, because we know how trashy men are. You know, it's not, we're not offended by this.
No.
It's fine.
I don't like a lot of men too.
I don't like myself. I don't like Ben.
Yeah. We are self-deprecating. So
yeah. But yeah, it's very hard to tell. I still think the fishing was very false, you know.
And funny.
I definitely find it very funny.
Which is the most important thing for us.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell.
It is. They are, we've said it before, we'll say it again. They are a very complex couple. And I don't know how do you put your finger on this, really.
I love them.
They're entertaining, that's for sure. They are.
We have a prediction coming up.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Ben and Max. It's Danielle.
Hi.
I just tried leaving you a voicemail and I lost connection, but I'm back.
Hi.
And I wanted to give you guys a hot take on Love is Blind this season. I think Jimmy and Chelsea are getting married. It's giving Kwame and Chelsea from, what was it, season 4, I think. And it's kind of like they're getting the will they won't they edit. So I'm going to go ahead and put that prediction in. I actually was thinking that before this batch of episodes from this week. I was like, I don't know, something's telling me that they're getting married. So I'm excited to listen to the Patreon episode for these episodes and hear your guys' predictions. Also, I just wanted to talk about Trevor really quickly, because in the last episode, I think it was episode 11, he said something to Chelsea when he asked, hey, if I would have proposed to you first, would you have picked me? And Chelsea was saying no, that I wouldn't have. And then he cuts her off and he says something to the effect of like, oh, well, you have to say that so you look like a good person. And I'm just like, oh my God, now that we know what we know about Trevor, I just feel like I can't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. Preach. He is such a shit. Anyways, also, Jess was on Nick Vile's podcast and she said that she may be talking to someone from the cast, and she described her type as tall, bearded, and tattooed. So whoa. I don't know. She's apparently just talking to someone from the cast right now. And I don't know. I think it could be Trevor, because I don't really know who else from the cast would fit that description. But anyways, love you guys. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on episode 11.
Could be Trevor, could not be. I don't know. Or do we know? Because we talked about it on our Patreon this past weekend.
Yes. I think it could also be Ariel in the pods was a handsome bearded man who I believed had tattoos.
Yes.
If you know who that is. And I think I might have seen something that Jessica may have also been dating him in the pods. She said something about that. So it could be him too. Now, what was this? Oh, she was on Dick Vitale's podcast, right? Podcast, yes.
The March Madness guy.
Yes, famous sports reporter Dick Vitale. So that's very interesting. Yeah, Trevor is very he had to do this to look good.
When they told Dick Vitale that they were in a love triangle, he goes, "For the three, baby."
Yeah, I love this blind. I love is blind. That's a three. Go kick rocks without shoes on.
Some jokes are just for us.
Yeah, whatever. The voices are funny. Oh, Laura says, what do we know about Trevor? I missed it. Well, we'll give you the tea, but the rest of the tea is on Patreon. He has a he had a girlfriend going into the show. For more tea, go to patreon.com.
Wow, you just gave that away for free.
Like, reality alert. Well, it's like so implied. And there's two other
people. Handing things out for free.
There's two other people that we went into that went into the show with relationships, most likely. So check that out. And do you see that great listener we just had? I think she said her name was Danielle. Or have I gotten that wrong? There's another one. Saying she's so excited to listen to the Patreon podcast. Wow.
This is a true rascal.
Yeah.
Rascal Army, rise up.
Yes.
Right? This is what we call our listener base is Rascal Army.
They call themselves. We didn't name them. They did. Yeah. Organic. It was so organic.
They're so organic.
We have one more voicemail.
Hey, Max and Ben, it's Will. You know, just finishing episodes 10 and 11, I can't help but think that this season was just a networking event for software salespeople. I don't know, with the tech layoffs recently, like, I feel like it kind of makes sense. Just curious to hear y'all's thoughts. Have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
Is Love and Blind like a new convention, a connection?
It is. It's very yuppie central. That's for sure. And it definitely has felt this way since like season two, I would say, for sure.
Well, it's a really good way. You can like network with people without even seeing them, you know, so they can't judge you on your looks when you're trying to pitch your new company to investors. There could be an angel investor on the other side of that pod wall.
Yes. They know what they're going for with casting. Let's just say that. Like, they have a very specific type of person that they're going for. It's people who buy Teslas. It's people who like to go to bars that have neon signs and some sort of floral background. It's, you know the type. It's young professionals. And
it's annoying because financial disparity causes, interesting drama. It's like Barnett having to incur Amber's debt. Like, how juicy was that? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Let's get some debt going on. Yeah. Who's in debt? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's get some realness back in Love is Blind.
Please.
And it's too late. Everyone goes on reality show as an influencer. You know, it's just not.
I want someone who, if they have a heart attack, they're going to say no to an ambulance to taking them to the hospital because it's too expensive. That's what I want. You know?
Yes. Julie comments, I think casting pursued Clay and he agreed to the show without doing any research whatsoever. Yeah, he even said in the pods, like, I never watched the show. And then he's literally talking about watching the show while he's on it.
Well, I think he started to watch it. He was like, I should probably watch this show.
Though I think the majority of people, I mean, a lot of people are just like reached out to because it's like, who would apply to go on the show?
Yeah. I do wonder how much is recruiting and how much isn't, because now they are starting to pull from different states and they're not seeming to find the exact type of person that they want in the cities that they're doing casting in. Although I will still say, I think a good 60% of this cast was from Charlotte.
I think most of them actually do live in Charlotte. They just moved from other states. That's when they're originally from.
Right.
But I think that. Yeah, I think that a lot of recruitment happens also because people aren't going to see like a posting for like, you know, a Love is Blind casting. Like, where would you see that?
I've only saw it on Instagram. I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, you see it on Instagram, but it might not even get served to you. So casting producers, they do everything through Instagram.
I've seen the one for Denver specifically.
Yes.
Because they were casting in Denver like a year ago, I think. Mm-hmm. So I've seen that one pop up on my feed.
You should have gone through the process, not to get on the show, but just to see what it was like. So yes.
And then finally they Zoom with me. And then yeah. like 2 seconds. Like,
oh, you're that fucking guy. Ava says, I felt like they reach out to more men because they're less likely to sign up and they need to even up the numbers. Yeah, I feel like men are probably more recruited. I think that would make sense.
Hmm.
Well, men, I think definitely more women want
to. But it's not just about the number. It's about finding the right type.
Yes. But I think
that's essential to this show is like finding people that are willing enough to like actually fall for that this is an experiment or so desperate to get on camera that they're willing to do whatever it takes on camera. Like you gotta, there's like different criteria that they have to check boxes for.
Just like, I feel like we hear more about men being recruited than the women being recruited is what I've heard more of. Feels that feels right to me, but we do not have the data. So this is very presumptuous.
Well, with Lydia and Uche was recruited.
And yes.
Lydia applied because she saw his recruitment.
Yeah, well, we know all women are stalkers, and, you know. So that must
so
be
that's how most women end up on the show, is
they stalk. Men are assholes, women are stalkers. That is the way that the world works.
Well, we've Matt had Kaiser said that, not me. Max, that's
Ben co-signed it.
No, nope.
He was there with me on January 6th. He was on the back of my jet ski as we rode alongside Sarah Ann.
Why do you do this to us? Why?
All right, well, that wraps things up for today. We'll see the best of you at patreon.com/realityalert. On Monday, as we recap this week's episodes further, leave us a voicemail at 1-804-BAD-BOYS. We've loved these voicemails. It's been so fun. We'll play more of them on next week's episode.
I'm so glad we were doing this this year.
We love hearing from you. Love that they're pouring in already. Follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. We're going to have more memes up there, more content, more stuff from you. And you can check us out live whenever we go live there and on Instagram. I'm sorry, and on YouTube. You can subscribe to us on Twitter. We still tweet sometimes. And subscribe to us on YouTube. It really helps us out. Once we get enough followers on YouTube, we can monetize and start making money off our YouTube content. So it would really help us out if you just go to YouTube and click subscribe. We would really, love that. So please do it. YouTube.com/realityalert. Ben, anything else today?
Nope. Have a wonderful weekend, Rascals, and we will see you on Monday for the Patreon.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Been a wild ride, yeah. But I've been riding.